You're listening to Tim Talks, Taking Interest in Ministry, a conversation between two great friends with over 70 years ministry between them. Ministering on opposite sides of the border, Dr. Al Stone pastors the Bible Baptist Church in St. Thomas, Ontario, Canada, while Pastor Dan Wolven pastors the North Columbus Baptist Church in Columbus, Ohio. Listen now as Al and Dan review and relate their experiences in hope of helping others who are taking an interest in ministry. Now, here is Tim Talks.
All right, welcome to Tim Talks, and I raised the flag. I did not hesitate that time. I didn't hesitate. That was right on. We're laughing because getting this thing started, folks, is like it's like a nuclear disaster waiting to happen. We have to count down. There's a time delay, and somebody, I'm not going to mention who starts after me, has a hard time with that. So I'm glad we finally got it started, and we're headed in the right direction. So let me say to you, if you drank Tim Horton's coffee, you could be right on time just like I am. You could be.
We did get started, but I don't know if we're going in the right direction.
Oh, we're going in the right direction. We'll eventually get there. Somehow it will come around and it'll get serious. One of our listeners said, you guys ought to do two really serious shows and then just one really funny. And I said, oh, man, that's every show is funny to me. We at least get something going when we start, but... Folks, you have to understand that we don't get to see each other often, and when we do, just looking at Brother Wolven is enough to kind of set me off on a laughing matter. Just seeing that little face.
Amen.
You're so somber today. Hey, listen.
Because I bring Christian joy and cheer to people.
Well, at least to me, if no one else. Hey, we're talking about reaching into the community, some ideas of reaching in the community and things that have worked for us. Somebody came up with a great idea in one of our planning meetings recently and talked about doing an appreciation for emergency response, hospital workers, city officials, different things like that. We've done some in the past. Have you done that? Have you done appreciation for service people?
We are branching into that. We haven't really yet. Because I've found oftentimes that it is so helpful to already have one person in your church,
yes,
who is in that realm. And so we're sort of going into some other areas as well. But, yeah, we're starting to do a little bit more. Yep.
We did one a few years ago, and I think because we didn't have somebody, we had some come, but it wasn't what I'd hoped. But I know some churches. I know out at Lancaster Baptist in California, they have one. It's huge. But they have several police officers in their church and other first responders, so that really does help. But that's kind of a neat idea that you can try. And we've had Sunday school kids take box of donuts by fire halls and different things in appreciation. And it does mean a lot. The firemen love it. And during our help program, our summer outreach program, we will go to fire halls and take fudgesicles. And those guys love it, man. They take time and let the kids tour and get on the fire trucks and explain. And it's really a great thing. I will say this, and I'll turn it back over to you. My millennial generation and the I generation coming behind them have told me this. Pastor, it's so important today that we leave a footprint in the community, getting our church name out there and letting the community see that churches are giving, because there's a lot of idea that all that churches want is your money. And so by giving back and saying, we're here to give away, and we have seen that. We have people, we did a car wash, and people were begging to give us money. We said, no, we don't want your money. We just want to tell you that Jesus loves you. We're here to show you the love of Christ. So that worked really good. What do you got?
Well, we certainly have heard a lot of good reports of various things. One of the things that I am intrigued at that we started here, of course, we referred to, is our Bible studies on campus. This gives us a reason, as I said, to be on campus. And then what we have done, we've taken something I used to do whenever I was in high school, a basic survey on religion. And what we'll do is we'll be going around on campus and ask people to take that survey for us. And much of that survey is just their opinion. And, of course, college students love giving their opinion on things. And the design is to get them to be interacting and thinking along spiritual lines and throughout the questions to bring them eventually to a decision of would you be interested in hearing what the Bible has to say about going to heaven? We've seen some real good responses from that.
Have you done any video stuff? Have you gone to the committee and done any video stuff?
No, but we're just starting into that video area and just doing some things preparing for that. And, you know, my personal opinion is I sort of see the advantage and see the disadvantage of it in both ways. The advantage is it's something that's permanent. You know, I'll tell you, I would love to have just an excellent, excellent gospel presentation in a video format and just have that as the only thing on the website, basically. Mm-hmm. And give out business cards.
That's exactly
just that. Yeah. Drive it to that spot, site. You know. So, but yet one of the fearful things is the people in our congregation are sort of like feel like surrogate soul winners. Well, we've got the video, and so you know that sort of absolves me of my personal responsibility and obligation. And so, I think we need to be aware of that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, we do that. We have that as an option, business cards, and I've found it very effective for me when I'm traveling. I ask people this question, do you find that there's anything missing in your life? And, you know, 99% of the people I talk to say, yeah, there is something missing. I say, you got a great home, you got a marriage, you got kids, you got a job, but do you ever feel like there's just something missing? Absolutely. So that's what we call it, something missing. And I give them a card.
Oh, that's a great question.
Somethingmissing.ca, and they can watch. Now, I need to update mine. And I think this is – we're bad at this sometimes as independent Baptists. We don't stay on top of some of the technology of the day. I find we're always about 4 or 5 years behind everybody else. And I've tried to stay ahead on that stuff, and I've got some great guys that do that. But I need to update mine. It's too long for one thing. Today, if you're going to show a video, you've got to keep it, I think, under 5 minutes. And it's got to be sharp at the beginning. You got about an 8-second window to catch people's attention. And if you don't have that, they're gonna go on. So, but that's been very effective too. But you're right. It doesn't relieve my people and me of the obligation of telling people about Christ. But it is an opportunity if you, like a waitress or, you know, somebody on the bus, you don't have much time, here's at least something to give them. And I always
And we don't know who may pull that business card out at 1:30 in the morning. They can't sleep. Might as well check this site out. So that is the advantage of having something that is constantly available for somebody to look at in their leisure time and their convenience.
I got a call, actually text. I got a text from a preacher friend of mine out in Nova Scotia. Ryan King is his name. He's doing a great job out there, by the way. And he got a call from a lady who wanted to confirm their service times. She got a John and Romans in her mailbox 4 years ago and pulled that thing out to find out if she could still come to church. So, you know, there's something, putting a John and Romans in a mailbox. Wow. Now in Canada, we can do that by hand. We can still do that. You guys can't. But we mail more than we hand out now, and you can do that in the States. You can put them in a weekly flyer. You can do a bulk mailing, and that's something that we've done. We're trying to reach our whole nation with the gospel. And Brother Wolven, by this time next year, we're hoping to have reached half of our nation with a John and Romans.
Amen.
Yeah,
amen. That is tremendous.
Yeah. So, and I'll say to our listeners, if you want to check that out and see what we're doing and how we're doing that, if you go to BPS Canada, Bearing Precious Seed, bpscanada.org, you can see exactly what we're doing. We keep it updated, and we're getting ready to do some French-speaking provinces. That'll be neat. So,
amen.
But there's another idea, you know, just getting something. You can put them in a plastic bag, hang them on a doorknob. Some different things you can do. Yeah,
that's tremendous. I guess one of the things that I'm a little bit afraid of, it seems to me that more and more churches are starting to do some good things, helpful things, kind things, community things, but they're calling it outreach, and the gospel itself is not being given out. You know, I have no problem with doing good. I mean, we as believers ought to be going around doing good. That in itself is not a bad situation, but I see a fearful trend of let's go do some kind things and helpful things and good things, but we're not giving out the gospel. And they count that as outreach, which I would just say that's just some community thing that we would want to have a good name in the community or being kind, but I don't see that as outreach. I don't know if I'm off base or what your opinion may be on that.
No, I think you're right. And as we said earlier, that anything we do is with the purpose of giving someone the gospel. And I think, you know, if you look at even the Lord, I mean, the Lord did some very kind things. He, you know, healed people and fed people. But it was for an opportunity to share the gospel and to show what the love of God, the love of Christ really is. And I think in a day and age where churches have all been lumped together, and let's face it, to most unsaved people, Islam and some of the terrorism that's been associated with Islam, extreme Islamists, is lumped together with Christianity because of, in history, there was a lot of bloodshed in the name of Christianity. So we have to overcome that. But we overcome that most with the gospel, because that is love. That is the mercy of God right there.
Yeah, we have done different things. I know in Cleveland we would run maybe a basketball camp. Yeah. And at lunchtime, whenever we'd feed the people at basketball camp, would also take a half hour, 45 minutes, and preach the gospel. Yeah. Not just a 2-minute mention of the gospel before a word of prayer or something, but literally get in there. Everything we did in that basketball camp was designed for those 45 minutes of preaching the gospel. So there's different things you can do. But I have seen in our community around here, soccer camps and baseball camps and basketball camps, and they'll pray and that's it. And yeah, they're saying it's outreach. When it's all it is some kind of a little league or some kind of a camp that's run by Christian people, and it's a nice atmosphere, and mm-hmm. yet there's no gospel that's given out. I remember I used to take teenagers at different times in the summer, good basketball players, and we'd go out to the basketball courts and play pickup basketball with guys, and then we'd wind up, can you give us 15 minutes? And then I would give them the gospel, talk about Christ and explain how to go to heaven and those things, So there's so many different things you can do, but we must incorporate the gospel and not just do good and say, well, it's outreach.
Right. The Bible says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by collecting canned goods. No. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing, by doing something in the community. Not necessarily. Faith cometh by hearing by the word of God. So we got to make Amen. Sure people are getting that word of God. Absolutely.
Amen.
For sure. Listen, we're looking for your ideas.
Amen.
We're not know-it-alls for sure. And if you've got something that's working, please pass it on to us so we can pass it on to others and let people know. And we're open to that for sure. Please send it through our website at timtalks.com, TIIMtalks.com, or through our personal emails. That would be great. Mine's Dr. Al Stone with no period, DRALSTONE @gmail.com. And also you can reach Brother Wolven
at pastor@mynCBC.com. Of course, all the emails are there on our website, timtalks.com. And I just want to interject one more thing before we're done here today. I am personally thankful for having good friends in the ministry that, my dear friends, it seems like almost every time we talk, we're able to tell each other, hey, we had a great day the other day, was able to go to the hospital and got to lead a lady of the Lord. Or often, whenever I'm calling some of my dearest friends, the first thing that we're able to talk about is people that we got to lead to Christ and people that we saw saved. And I got to tell you, that's a real encouragement. And I'm thankful I've got friends that are concerned about souls.
I wish I had friends that called me and told me those things. Nobody ever calls me. Nobody tells me those things.
We call you. You just don't know what we call you.
Oh, I know. Hey, folks, on that note, I do have a good friend, and his name's Dan Wolven, and he's been a blessing. And this is Tim Talks. Thank you for tuning in, and get ready for some more great podcasts. We've got some guests that we want to invite onto the show. We've got some other great men of God who are doing some great things in the ministry. We're going to invite them along as well. Stay tuned for those. They're coming up soon.
Did you just say other great men of God?
Yes, I did, because my coffee is decaffeinated today. Yeah, that sounds pretty bad. Now that I think of it, now that you said that, that does sound pretty bad. I was talking about you and those other guys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, I would never say I was a great man of God.
Yeah, I went somewhere whenever I was actually still in Bible college. My wife and I, we went to a preacher's meeting and had a whole bunch of kids running around, and they're all trying to get preachers to sign their Bible. And this horde of young boys comes up to me and says, "Are you a preacher?" And I said, "Yeah." And I wasn't even able to finish. "Can you sign our Bible?" So I signed all these kids' Bible, and I'm not lying. The last kid, he starts walking away. He's looking at his Bible. He stopped. He turned around and says, "Who are you?" And 36 years later, nothing has changed.
You would think that Zacchaeus would get some recognition, but I guess the kid just didn't know. Folks, this is Tim Talks. We're over our time. It's been a great day. God bless you.
You've been listening to Tim Talks, Taking Interest in Ministry, with new podcasts added each Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. To learn more about your hosts, Dr. Al Stone and Pastor Dan Wolven, you can visit us at timtalks.com. That's TIIM talks.com.